Broadcasting on the internet and at 90.1 FM from high atop Burnaby Mountain, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hello and welcome to Earth Riot Radio. I'm Reverend Billy here in New York at the Church of Stop Shopping. Today, the riot, the Earth Riot, a peaceful but forceful response to the murder of Renee Good in Minneapolis. And we think of all the people in the United States of America, our benighted country. In our quote-unquote greatness, we have been methodically killing people who are different than we are. Police have a terrible record when it comes to people of color. We have a terrible record in terms of state-sanctioned response to people who are just different, who have different gestures, who scream at the wrong moment. We have killings of people who are having mental episodes, emotional episodes. We have a response to people who are just, who have different skin color, different, who come from different traditions, different countries. And yet at the same time, we have the First Amendment, and we have the freedom that we talk about. And we have, over the 250 years of our country, we have invited people from all over the world to be here. Yes, the torch is raised by Lady Liberty. And we all are, well, some of us were here longer than others. I'm speaking with respect to the First Nations people, but, well, most of us are the children of immigrants, possibly the children of slaves who didn't choose to come here. So we have many people gathered here in this place called the United States of America. And why can't we all get along? We're not doing it right now. Not with this president. We are violent towards each other, and immediately that violence is translated. For those of us who defend the earth, we sense immediately how killing joyful peace protesters immediately goes to killing life everywhere. Ecosystems, trees, mushrooms, rocks, reptiles, clouds. We are putting methodically toxins, if not bombs and bullets, into anything that is other right now. We're in a state of official fear. Let's turn it the other way by celebrating the people who have given their lives for us. Somebody give me an earth hallelujah.
All we say to America is be true to what you said on paper. If I lived in China or even Russia or any totalitarian country, maybe I could understand some of these illegal injunctions. Maybe I could understand the denial of certain basic First Amendment privileges because they haven't committed themselves to that over there. But somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of speech, yes. Somewhere I read. Yes. Of the freedom of press, yes. Somewhere I read. Yes. That the greatness of America is the right to protest far right. Yes. And so just as I say we aren't going to let any dogs or water hoses turn us around, we aren't going to let any injunction turn us around. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Hey, Ireland. Francis Hughes, member of the outlawed Irish Republican Army, dies after starving himself in a Belfast jail. His death by fasting follows that of Bobby Sands, another IRA inmate and newly elected member of the British Parliament. The night Sands died, scores of hit-and-run battles erupted in the streets of Belfast.
Nuestras conciencias serán sacudidas por el hecho de estar solo contemplando la autodestrucción basada en la depredación capitalista, racista y patriarcal.
I can't listen to this anymore. I can't accomplish a goddamn thing of any human meaning or worth until we cure ourselves of slavery and end this pestilential war. And whether any of you or anyone else knows it, I know I need this. This amendment is that cure. We're stepped out upon the world stage now. Now! With the fate of human dignity in our hands. Blood's been spilled to afford us this moment. Now! Now! Now!
Imagine that.
And we have heard from Dr. King, Fred Hampton, Harvey Milk, Berta Caceres, the great environmentalist of Honduras, Victor Jara of Chile, Bobby Sands and Francis Hughes from Northern Ireland, and Popoy Lagman, the workers' hero from the Philippines. Now, these eight people martyred themselves. They gave their lives for freedom and justice. And there are thousands upon thousands of people that have done this. Now is the time that you and I must turn to revolution for the earth. To survive, we have to risk life for life. Will somebody give me an earth-alleluia? Earth-alleluia.
Hello, welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. Scientists have identified a newly recognized threat lurking beneath the ocean's surface, sudden episodes of so-called marine dark waves that can last days or even months, caused by storms, sediment runoff, algae blooms, and murky water These marine dark waves dramatically reduce light reaching the seafloor, putting kelp forests, seagrass, and other light-dependent life at risk. Many marine dark waves are associated with powerful storms and large-scale weather systems. Iran is planning to permanently break from the global internet, only allowing individuals vetted by the regime to connect online, according to Iranian digital rights activists. A confidential plan is underway to turn international internet access into a governmental privilege, according to a report from FilterWatch, an organization monitoring Iran's internet censorship. State media and government spokespersons have already signaled that this is a permanent shift, will not return even after the protests end. Thousands of flying foxes have perished in the heat wave that scorched southeast Australia last week, the largest mass mortality event for flying foxes in years. Extreme temperatures resulted in deaths across South Australia, Victoria, and New South Wales. Grey-headed flying foxes, listed as vulnerable under federal environment laws, were the most affected. The director of the Fly-by-Night Bat Clinic in Melbourne, Tamsin Hogarth, said volunteers witnessed thousands of dead bats at Brimbank Park and hundreds more at camps in Yarra Bend and Tatura. The loss of life in last week's heat wave was the most significant mass mortality event since 2019-2020, when more than 72,000 flying foxes died in eight separate extreme heat events during the so-called Black Summer. Another deadly heat wave in 2018 wiped out 23,000 endangered spectacled flying foxes in Queensland, a third of their population at the time. Many areas in Australia saw temperatures above 110 degrees last week, with some as high as 115. Plastic production has ballooned by 200 times since the 1950s and is set to almost triple again to more than a billion tons a year by 2060. As a result, plastic pollution has also soared, with 8 billion tons now contaminating the planet from the top of Mount Everest to the deepest ocean trench. Less than 10% of plastic is recycled. The lifespan of fish appears to be drastically reduced by pesticides, a new study has found. Even low levels of common agricultural pesticides can stunt the long-term lifespan of fish. Signs of aging accelerated when fish were exposed to the chemicals, according to the study published in Science, which could have implications for other organisms. Chemical safety regulations tend to focus on short-term exposure to high doses of pesticides and other chemicals, but this study focused on long-term exposure. Low doses of pesticides are widespread in the environment, if not ubiquitous, so their effects should be studied and understood. Research found that fish from pesticide-affected lakes showed shortened telomeres, the caps at the end of chromosomes that are known as the biological clock for aging. When telomeres shorten, it is a sign of cellular aging and a decline in the body's regenerative capacity. The world's richest 1% have used up their fair share of carbon emissions just 10 days into 2026. Meanwhile, the richest 0.1% took just 3 days to exhaust their annual carbon budget, according to new research by Oxfam. Oxfam said the worst effects of the emissions would be faced by those who had done the least to cause the climate crisis, including people in low-income countries, indigenous groups, women, and girls. In the UK, the richest 1% produced more carbon pollution in 8 days than the poorest 50% use in an entire year. A billionaire carries, on average, an investment portfolio in companies that will produce 1.9 million tons of CO2 a year, roughly equivalent to the annual emissions of 400,000 cars. To stay within the agreed global heating limit of no more than 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels set by the Paris Agreement in 2015, the richest 1% of the world's population would have to reduce their emissions by 97% by 2030. Oxfam's research also found that by 2050, the global economic cost of climate breakdown could reach $44 trillion. According to new analysis, climate heating emissions from aviation could be slashed in half without reducing passenger journeys by simply getting rid of premium seats, ensuring flights are nearly full, and using the most efficient aircraft. These efficiency measures could be far more effective in tackling the fast-growing carbon footprint of flying than pledges to use, quote, sustainable fuels or controversial carbon offsets. Scientists believe their study, which analyzed more than 27 million commercial flights out of approximately 35 million in 2023, is the first to assess the variation in operational efficiency of flights across the globe. First and business class passengers are responsible for more than 3 times the emissions of economy passengers, and those in the most spacious premium cabins, 13 times more emissions than an economy passenger. In 2025, the United States emitted 2.4% more heat-trapping gases from the burning of fossil fuels than in the year before. The increase in greenhouse gas emissions is attributable to a combination of a cool winter, the explosive growth of data centers and cryptocurrency mining, and higher natural gas prices. Zero carbon emitting energy sources now supply 42% of U.S. power. And now the sounds of extinction. The wild Bactrian camel. Wild camels have two humps. They are large ungulates and have a lifespan of roughly 40 years. Wild Bactrian camels generally move in groups of up to 30 individuals, following a lead male and gathering near watering holes. Wild Bactrian camels have long, narrow, slit-like nostrils, a double row of long, thick eyelashes, and ears with hairs that provide protection against desert sandstorms. They have tough, undivided soles, with two large toes that spread wide apart, and a horny layer which enables them to walk on rough and hot stony or sandy terrain. They inhabit a range of desert environments, stony desert plains, extremely arid pavement-like areas, outwash plains, high sand dunes, poplar-fringed oases, and rocky massifs. In some areas, it has adapted to drinking snow and slushy ice water that is saltier than the ocean, the only animal known on Earth to tolerate salinity at that level. The historic distribution of the wild camel extended from the Great Bend of the Yellow River in China west to the Caspian Sea and from Lake Baikal south to the northern part of the Tibetan Plateau. In 1964, China began testing nuclear weapons at Lop Nur, home to many of the wild Bactrian camels. The camels experienced no apparent ill effects from the radiation and continued to breed naturally. Their habitat became a restricted military zone where human activity was kept to a minimum, which likely protected them from fragmentation and extinction. Habitat quality throughout the range is swiftly deteriorating. The latest estimates indicate a total wild camel population of 780 to 1,300 mature individuals. They are critically endangered.
Our government. Earth is our God. Earth is our economy. Earth is our church. We listen to Earth and then we go back to the old institutions. We go to the president and the generals and the holy fathers and the doctors of thinking, and we get no response. Then we return to the earth and await further instructions. We know that life itself is the best strategist. Earth speaks to us every day. The natural disasters are hard lessons. The silence of extinct life is a sorrowing earth. What earth knows is almost entirely unknown to us. The unknowable earth is everything that we believe. It is all the commandments. It is common sense. It is where compassion comes from. We put personalities on Mount Olympus to represent it. We pray to the watery fire that creates a child inside our loved one. We dance all night. Now Earth is our only celebrity. Earth is the only famous being that matters at all. Human history was made triumphing over Earth. Now Earth makes history.
One breath away from Mother Oceania, your nimble feet make prints in my sands. You have done good for yourselves since you left my wet embrace and crawled ashore. Every boy is a snake, is a lily. Every pearl is a
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.